This is where my barn was. Now everything is gone, says Alexander as he inspects what remains of the home and the life he and his wife spent 35 years building. Pro-Russian forces from the Donetsk region occupied their village in March.
They looted the stores. They were drinking, shooting. They told us they would be here forever. They said, we will pay you back for our suffering. You beat us. Now we will beat you.
Alexander shows us what remains of his beehives. Shelling killed and injured much of his livestock. What survived disappeared during the battle.
I don't know what to say. But no matter what Russia has done to us, we want to come home now.
There's a destroyed Russian military truck outside the smashed village school where Russian soldiers stayed. Ration packs, gas masks, and destruction, all that remain. Volunteers distribute wood to those keen to start at least basic repairs on their destroyed homes. The Ukrainian rocket climbs into the sky a few kilometers away. A Ukrainian fighter jet circles overhead. Broken pastoral life below. Village after village has been virtually obliterated. Burnt out tanks squat among splintered trees. There are dozens of villages like this in the Kherson region which have been completely destroyed. Gradually, a few people are returning to what remains of their homes. But the situation is far from stable in this region, and Ukrainian military forces are saying that they're dealing with a potential renewed Russian advance. Another rocket soars towards a target in Russian-held territory. Vlad climbs through the gaping hole in his grandmother's home. He's come to repair it, so at least she has protection from the approaching winter cold.
We couldn't contact her for months. We have to repair her home before the rain starts. We've had time to prepare. They won't beat us back again.
The determined spirit of innocent civilians suffering deeply blackened lives. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kherson region, southern Ukraine.